I'm Tommy Gimler, and if you had $280 in Miami this week, you had yourself a ticket to a July exhibition baseball game, a game that didn't even matter. We're going to go over how much it costs for a hot dog and popcorn combo as well. Slowest week in sports, gentlemen. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm Brady Matthews, and I fucking hate Gar Pax. I hate Summer League basketball. I think it is a fucking dog shit. Ferberg?
And I'm Adam Ferberg, and last night Aaron Judge won the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby, thus becoming the face of Major League Baseball, giving the game once again a person with zero personality to never sell the game to anyone ever again.
He seriously looks like Derek Jeter fucked Michael Strahan and then said a Good Morning America, and that was the result.
He also looks like people only ask him questions in foreign languages.
Daily of the Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.
We had to leave that in because somehow Siri picked that up on my phone. It says right here, hey, seriously, looks like Derek Jeter fucked Michael Strahan on the set of Good Morning America. And then she said, I'll pretend I didn't hear that. But I don't even know how Siri turned on. The phone was sitting right here.
Hey, man, this shit's all on it. All the time.
Is this place haunted, Brady Matthews?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. I didn't even touch it.
Yeah.
The other day, I was watching the other guys.
Yeah, it's.
I was watching the other guys. You know, Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell in Manland when my wife went to bed.
Right.
So I'm watching, and it's hysterical, man. If you haven't seen it in a couple of years, it still holds up today. It's unbelievably hysterical. Where, you know, they're getting ready to go after that, like, coke bust, and Mark Wahlberg's, like, got the gun. He's like, you feel that? How do you feel that tingling sensation in your balls? And Will Ferrell, like, looks over at him seriously, and he's like, are you sure you don't have testicular cancer? Yeah, just quality jokes. Just like that right there. Siri for no reason. So anyway, I'm watching the other guys, and all of a sudden my radio that I had back in college just automatically just turns on.
Get out of here.
Just turns on, starts playing, and Tears for Fears. Everybody, Everybody Wants to Rule the World came on.
Huh. Is that in the movie?
No, it's not. So all of a sudden I heard it, and I thought, like, the people upstairs were, like, having a party.
Right.
And then I realized it was Tears for Fears, and I'm like, no one blasts Tears for Fears on a Sunday night. Not even in Los Angeles. So, yeah, hey, slowest week in sports, gentlemen. Wednesday night, it's officially the worst day and night in sports. Like, if you're doing the ESPN Streak for Cash.
Right.
Or not the Streak for Cash.
I was like, what? Are you talking about hookers?
I bet you Vegas, the rooms are probably like $60 this week. Probably right. Get a room at the Venetia for like $60 because you can't go. Because like you go in, what you can bet on tomorrow is like WNBA, soccer.
So there is sports going on.
Like, yeah,
just
but that's what
no
it
one
is.
Gives a shit.
So it's like, yeah, I was going to say, if you're doing the ESPN Streak for Cash, like it's all WNBA games.
Oh, God.
Shit like that. And then it's probably like who's going to win the SB for... You know, most outstanding male athletes.
Oh, yeah, the ESPYs are
out,
too. Like, aren't the ESPYs coming up?
Yeah, Peyton Manning took another job away from a comedian. He's just going to be great in his monologue, isn't he?
Yeah, Drake really crushed it, too, at the basketball basketball awards.
A, right? Unreal. Just give it to a comedian. Let him roll.
Nah.
I say let Norm MacDonald come back next year for his... It'd be the 20-year anniversary when he was the... ESPYs host.
And he just roasted everybody.
Oh, yeah, he was great. He was like, Yeah, it's hard to tell these Olympic athletes, man. I swear there's one athlete, this East German figure skater, and I swear that she was wearing clothes so tight you could just see the outline of her penis.
So good. He is the king of just long-winded stories and nothing really at the end. No real punchline.
That's the joke. That's why it's great. His Saget roast set's still one of my favorites ever.
No, he's outstanding. If ESPN really wants to start getting back into like the good, like the circle of trust with people,
right.
That's what you do. Because everybody, I think, can agree that the 1998 ESPYs monologue from Norm MacDonald was the best. There'll never be another one like it.
Right.
And they should bring him back again and just let him roast the hell out of what goes on in the sports world. Like, how many athletes are actually going to be at that show that have been arrested?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's foreshadowing for today's show. We got some doozies coming up in the pile here today.
Did you see that the guy Jordan Bell... That the Warriors got from the Bulls, you know, the Bulls gave away for cash consideration. Tonight had 10 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 steals, 6 blocks.
And that'll start off our hot mess tonight. Coverage of the NBA Summer League.
So or as you like to call it, the Bulls cashing in their entire yeah. roster.
Bulls pass up on Dennis Smith Jr. and give away Jordan Bell. Great job. Good scouting from the Bulls.
Well, maybe
the Bulls.
Now they can afford their tickets to the All-Star game. So sure. that's, you know, it really pays for itself.
So I feel like this is just the best example of how slow this sports week is that if you're watching ESPN2 right now, you can watch live the Minnesota Timberwolves playing the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
And they probably have like split squads and shit like this. Like, how many people are actually out there playing right now other than the rookies are actually going to be on a roster?
Did you see that? Probably three or four percent. Did you see that the Lonzo Ball game when he played against Markelle Fultz, that it was sold out, that you had to get if you didn't get a ticket the day before, that you couldn't go to the game?
Really? I think that
sold out.
My God.
I don't know if that's good for the NBA or sad for humanity. Or both.
In LA?
Vegas.
Vegas. God.
I mean, how great is that? You watch some shitty basketball, then you go blackout and probably do like
the NBA is the king. They're the kings of hype. Like that, they're just able to sell it so much. The NFL is the kings of giving the fans as little as possible.
Yep.
The NBA is all about the pregame hype. The result never lives up to it, though.
Well, and it's like Lonzo Ball has a groin injury, and it's breaking news on ESPN. That right. is how slow this
no,
sports
that's
week
how,
is.
That ESPN has the rights to all of Wimbledon, and they cover it for 5 minutes on SportsCenter and then 10 minutes on Lonzo Ball's pulled dick. Like, that's the real issue. And I know that tennis is not the hot sport that it used to be. Now, I mean, in Europe, you can get a watch commercial and a supermodel girlfriend. But back in the 80s, like, it was fucking McEnroe, Connors, and, like, wondering when are these guys going to get busted for coke. It used to be cool. It used to be cool.
I think you're still wondering when McEnroe is going to be busted for coke. He's saying some pretty crazy shit lately. But I'm glad you talked about tennis because that's coming up. Tennis and our Factor Fudge.
Fuck yeah.
So we've got athletes getting arrested coming up in the pile. We've got our Factor Fudge that hits on Wimbledon. That'll qualify as our Wimbledon coverage.
Nice.
But yeah, you're absolutely right. ESPN will be showing Wimbledon, live Wimbledon action. And all of a sudden they'll be like, we got to cut away to Carl Ravitch in studio with a late-breaking story. yeah, Lonzo Ball is a groin injury. Let's go live to Vegas or whatever
right.
you're
and
talking
the
about.
It's just like a bruised penis.
Speaking of bruised penises, let's jump into the hot mess and talk about these prices at the MLB All-Star game.
Yeah, hot mess.
Just off the top of your head, guys, what do you think a ticket to the MLB All-Star game, the 88th MLB All-Star game,
well, you
was
told
going
me.
For?
So you have to guess.
I think you told me, too, at $280.
$280, but that was face value that you could still get on MLB.com today. That is sad that this is your, like, hey, look at our product. This is the best of the best.
Right.
And nobody wants to see
it. Well, here's the thing. And, you know, I actually was listening to the Home Run Derby on the radio because I was coming home from work. It was on. And they had Dan Le Batard, you know, Mr. Miami
yeah.
Sports on. And he did not waste any time talking shit about the city of Miami. He's like, he's like, no one here cares. No one here cares about this at all.
No.
No one gives a shit.
And people that do care are from out of town.
Right.
Yeah.
But specifically the city of Miami, like Hurricanes, having gone to school there, only sold out twice a year, if that. Florida State, Virginia Tech, or if you played Florida. Those are the only three sellouts.
Didn't they played in Tampa Bay's stadium, didn't they? They didn't play in Florida's new stadium because the Marlins have a brand new stadium.
Well, no, they don't play there anymore.
Used to play
so this also goes to show you how fucking Miami doesn't care about national monuments like the Orange Bowl. They knocked it down, moved the Hurricanes to where the Dolphins play, and they built the Marlins Stadium over the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, well, to be fair.
Oh, I'm talking about the Dolphins got a new stadium, right?
Yeah. The Dolphins got a new stadium.
Well, no. They just renamed it. They just renamed it from Joe Robbie to some other shit to Sun Life Systems.
Yeah, pro player
I thought
at one point.
They had a brand new, beautiful stadium.
No, they did a lot of add-ons to it. Like, they have a cool little roof ring around it. Like, they prettied it up, but it's been the same one since the late
80s. So Tampa Bay is the one with the shitty stadium.
Yeah, Tampa Bay's had that
Tropicana
shit.
I heard that thing is the fucking swamp.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the absolute worst.
Have you been to it?
No,
I have.
I just television.
I've seen pictures
look
of
so
it,
bad.
And I saw who hit the ball almost out of the dome because it was such a piece of shit.
Yeah,
and they're like, if there was a hurricane, this thing would be down in 2 seconds.
Correct. Well, that thing is not built
up
the
curve. To be fair, the people in Miami, like, the reason why they don't go to the games is because I think legally you can't let that many people out of jail at one time. So I think there's a good reason why those games
are there. There's a lot of coke to be dealt in Miami. We don't have enough time for sports.
So anyway, if you wanted to go to the MLB All-Star game to watch an exhibition game in July, great idea.
Yeah.
We're still going to have fun. It's still going to be great. People are still going to play hard. 2-1. And what's worse than exhibition baseball in July? Extra innings exhibition baseball in July.
Dude, just go to the ninth inning and then call it a day.
Everyone was just throwing it down the middle, and no one was even bothering to hit it.
I don't know what's worse, the Pro Bowl or the All-Star game. I really don't know what's worse.
It used to be good, though.
The All-Star
Pro
Bowl?
In the 90s. Oh, no. In the All-Star game, when we were kids, people tried. They played. What happened?
The only time the Pro Bowl was good is when Sean Taylor went fucking lights out. Do you remember that when he went down the sideline and knocked the fucking guy out of the game?
Right.
And everyone's like, yo, dude, what the fuck? What are you doing?
He goes,
we're playing football.
Families,
we're playing football.
That guy died with a machete in his hands.
Yeah, he got shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, someone broke into his house, right?
Product of couple the University of
he lived Miami. I think he lived in Florida. And a couple of people broke into his house, and he went after him with a machete. Can you imagine
and
that?
They shot him.
They shot him in that, what's the vein in your leg or the artery in your leg?
No, that's in your heart.
Oof.
Yeah. Very sad. Very sad.
Comics are supposed to be some of the smartest people you know.
Baby.
Baby.
Mass comm major at the University of Miami. All right. So let's say you actually go to this All-Star game, right? Like you just have an endless supply of cash and you're like, fuck it. Let's go. I want to see Pitbull with pants jacked up to his nipples. I want to see him.
Why is it that anytime something's in South Florida, it doesn't matter if it's the All-Star game, football game, WrestleMania, fucking douchebag Pitbull has to show up.
Pitbull is there, yeah.
In Miami. Look,
I loved his tucked-in shirt to his khaki pants with his racing gloves.
Super tight
female jersey.
He wore the female jersey, didn't
because
he?
Because he's 5'2 and dripping wet like a chihuahua, dude. Fucking
guy.
You
know you want it.
Like,
you know
when, God, when someone grab him and go, sorry, Pitbull, Mr. Pitbull, your shirt and your pants combo, bad news. Mm-hmm. We got to get you in a wardrobe change.
If you walk outside of the stadium right now, you are going to get the shit kicked out of you if you're dressed like this.
From what I understand, Pitbull could literally take a shit on the field and get a standing ovation the city of Miami.
Especially in Miami.
In the city of Miami, $150,000 bill.
Yeah. I mean, to be perfectly honest, he would actually make the stadium look better if he took a shit in the center field.
Oh, man, it's garbage.
It's ugly.
Well, this would help you take a shit. A jalapeno cheddar chili dog was for sale at the MLB All-Star Game or the Futures Game, the Home Run Derby, the whole week. How much do you think a jalapeno cheddar chili dog was?
$15.
Yeah.
$10.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and that's like, all right.
I paid $12 for a sandwich today, and I don't regret it.
My God. Where'd you go?
Right over here. It's called the Deli.
In Hollywood,
the Deli.
You're welcome. It's called the Godmother. Fucking yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, it sounds like there's quite a bit of meat on there.
Quite a lot, yeah. You're not finishing both pieces or both things of the sandwich.
Nice. Okay.
Now, let's say you wanted to get a hot dog combo at Marlins Park.
What comes the combo?
That's a hot dog, regular popcorn, and a souvenir soda. 1,270 calories.
You're looking at $12.
$24 for a hot dog, regular popcorn, and souvenir soda.
It's that goddamn souvenir cup. They sell you the goddamn cup.
Yeah, it comes with a bobblehead in the cup. Yeah.
It better.
You have Jeff Loria selling off the franchise.
Yeah.
They better have like some kind of vibrator, and that better be a cup that I can take home and fuck when I'm done.
Yeah, it's a fleshlight cup. It's a fleshlight cup.
Made to look like one of A-Rod's bats.
Well,
because those fleshlights kind of look like cups.
Because that's the only way he's getting off now. God damn that guy.
A premium King can of beer, $15. Domestic King can of beer, $14. So how are you trying to keep the stadium empty?
Pretty much.
Who's coming to this game?
That wears that Marlins jersey that sits behind home plate in every game.
You notice he goes to every game but Marlins.
Such
games.
A jag off.
That's the best part.
That's why he has so much money.
You mentioned that. People were leaving the game before it was even in extra innings. People were leaving the game before it was over.
This is terrible. The 2-1
All-Star game. What are you looking for?
Right. I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me. The MLB All-Star game, especially now.
It
used to, when like guys like Pete Rose, when I was -6 and Pete Rose was sliding in and breaking catchers' collarbones with collisions.
The 90s, like I remember the one game where Tony Gwynn won it on like the last pitch of the game, and it was a big fucking deal that whoever, I think it was Barry Bonds, came around to score. It was a big deal.
Well, I think at least they're doing it right with the Home Run Derby, because I thought the Home Run Derby,
that's the best part of the weekend,
was super entertaining. The first round, everything, you know, came down, or every matchup came down to just one home run.
Mm-hmm.
But the best part of the Home Run Derby is I've been dreaming of this ever since they started letting these little kids shag balls out in the out in the outfield. I've been dreaming of this.
What happened?
A girl got fucking drilled by Mike Moustakas line drive.
Oh, yeah.
It was outstanding.
Just shows women don't belong in the outfield.
Daniel Tosh, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
See, the problem here is that she's a woman. You can watch as the ball comes in. It's almost going to hit her glove, but then the problem is she's a woman. So this little girl. But you look at all these little kids running around in the outfield. And I wrote to my, or I didn't write today. Frank wrote today on the Daily Upper Decker. He was like, if you look at these kids, it's pretty obvious that like eating a can of SpaghettiOs without like wrecking your Ariana Grande concert tee,
right,
is quite the bitch for these kids. Much less trying to catch a 120 mile an hour. Right. Line drive off the bat of Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, did StatCast get an exit velocity off her jaw?
No, they quickly cut away, man. I don't think they wanted to show
that's
that.
That's a bummer.
But it's like, this is why now you have to sign a waiver in 2017 for anything. Because
sure.
You know, if there was no waiver signed, she would have fucking sued.
Lawsuit.
The parents would have sued.
Jeff Loria would have also already lawyered up, knowing full well that's going to happen.
Oh, he might be suing that kid.
Yeah, exactly. You lost value of my team. I'm trying to sell it.
So, yeah, so it, to me, like, what's your take on that? Because, you know, I don't want to sound like the pussy American in 2017 that's like, no, man, you got to take away all the fun from the kids. Like, I'm
You signed a waiver, eyes up.
Yeah.
So go ahead and still let them run
around.
Fucking
rock away.
You put pen to paper, you knew what was going to maybe happen.
Listen, it's adorable that they're all out there and they're all trying to get the fucking fly ball. Keep your head up.
Yeah.
All right. Or maybe don't wear a hat next time. You have long hair. You know what you're doing.
It's just like I think she was very fortunate that it was Mike Moustakas of the Kansas City Royals and not either Aaron Judge or Giancarlo Stanton.
No, Aaron Judge would have sent her to the upper deck. Somehow, some way that
we'd be talking. It would be the number one story right now that a little girl died at the Home Run Derby. Like they probably would have canceled the All-Star game today if Aaron Judge would have been up. So my point there is like you should maybe be a little more selective with who you're putting out on that field.
Well, the kids who are there, I remember listening, they're the winners or the finalists of like the big Major League Baseball like kids tournament, the pitch.
Almost like the punt, pass, and kick competition for the MLB?
Yeah, they call it the pitch, hit, and run competition for Major League Baseball. So these kids apparently have an athletic pedigree.
Well, did they have a special Olympics category that some of these people get in? Because it's like...
I don't know.
You could see, because some of them who are out there, you can tell. It's like, hey, that kid might be a future all-star himself. Like, he's catching one-handed and, like, you know.
No, there were some kids making some catches yesterday, dude. I saw it.
No offense, but don't put girls out there unless they're going to be able to play in the Major League Baseball.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, unless you're the Monet Davis of your little league team. Monet Davis would have been out there, like, shagging those balls.
And where's she now?
She's playing hoops somewhere.
She was in the men's league in Cuba.
Is she really? I like it. Let's go with that rumor.
Like, you know, let's remake The Scout. Remember that movie with Brendan Fraser and Albert Brooks with Monet? What's your last name?
Monet
Davis.
Monique? With Monique?
Yeah. Oh, did you see the...
Monique is Albert Brooks in the movie?
Did you see the press conference with McGregor and Floyd Mayweather?
No, they already held it?
Oh, that's coming up. That's a great segue. Let's jump forward in the hot mess. That's it. Anything else you want to say about baseball?
Fuck baseball.
Yeah. Okay, that's a Cubs fan. Moving on here. Moving on here in a hot mess. So the press conference
today. It was interesting, but here's the only problem I have with it is these guys are going to meet for... like five times in 5 days. And it's kind of like jerking you off, and then they don't get to come. You got to wait again, and then jerk you off again. It's like, I just want to see the fight. Give me one press conference, and let's have the fight.
How many press conferences have
they're having
held?
Five. So they're doing
Why?
One. Yeah, they're doing one here in L.A., which they had today, which was fucking entertaining as fuck. McGregor wore a pinstripe suit that said, fuck you. Said fuck you in all pinstripes.
Oh, the pinstripes. Yeah,
did you see it or no?
No, I missed it.
It's amazing.
If you get a chance, listen to it. It's hilarious. McGregor's like, dude, you are so fucked. He's like, you're 40 years old. He's like, he goes, he pulls up in a 2012 Rolls Royce. He goes, motherfucker can't even pay for the Rolls Royce.
So yeah, I would say that there are 3-1 odds that the IRS paid for that suit for Conor McGregor.
Probably.
To just say, hey, wear this and show this to Floyd Money Mayweather.
Right. But so anyways, so they have LA, then they go to Toronto, then they go to London, then they go to New York, and then they have final one in Vegas.
Why Toronto? Who the fuck is Canadian?
It's all press, dude. It's all about
press. All press.
And guess what? They sold out Staples today. Sold it out.
Just for the
just
press
for
conference.
A fucking 20-minute press conference.
Jesus.
Sold it out.
Boxing
so
is 20, back,
20,000
baby.
People there to watch the
yes,
press conference.
Yes, just to see the press conference.
Oh, my God.
Well, how now, big is the now stadium to be in fair.
Vadium's T-Mobile Arena, so I assume it's just a little bit bigger than...
Okay,
than,
Staples. Yeah. Staples, basically. Okay.
Now, to be fair... There are a couple of times that Floyd Money Mayweather went to a press conference and took like $100,000 and threw it up in the fucking air, and people were just able to go run and pick up cash.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure
you might be.
You know what? That'll cause a riot.
I'm pretty sure he had guys in there that were picking it all up for
yeah,
him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Touch
yeah.
that motherfucker. Fuck
listen,
kill you.
I got to send this to the franchise tax board. Pick that up.
So here's the deal. This might be one of the reasons why he wouldn't be doing that at any of the upcoming press conferences, because according to ESPN, which. May or may not be true. So,
wait, did Chris Mortensen write it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might not be true.
The undefeated boxer named Money owes $22.2 million in taxes from 2015 to the IRS.
22.2, not 2017, 2015.
2015. But, so, yeah, so that's
so they
the
haven't even caught. They haven't even caught up to 2016,
right.
Let alone what he's going to do in 2017.
Right, yeah, this year.
No, what that says is he may have never paid taxes.
That's what I'm saying.
He yeah, may
of all the write-offs
never
and everything he could have
paid his taxes in his life.
Like, can he write off like his cars and his hookers, and can he write all that off and just say, look, it's part of my image? Like, you know,
no, that'd be like if you or me paid off like going to the movies. We can't do that.
What if you're if you're
yeah,
a movie
you
critic?
If you're
you
an
can.
Actor.
Really?
Sure.
Okay.
Because yeah, you're studying the competition, right?
Something
well,
like
I'm
that.
An idiot.
You get free, no, you can because that's I do that.
Okay,
I write off everything. I wrote off my car.
Right,
I didn't get to audition.
You drive to gigs.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting.
Which, yeah, there's so many things I think you can write off. I bet you if he has if he has my tax man, guy probably wouldn't have to pay a dime in taxes. But it doesn't sound like he has any tax.
Who's your
man.
Guy? Who do you got over at H&R Block? What's going on?
No, man. Yeah. I got Danny Berman down in Santa
Berman.
Monica. It's great.
Oh,
he's a
man.
Cubs fan.
No shit.
It's amazing.
How
yeah.
much does he charge for you to do his taxes? $250?
$250. And I give him $250 cash, and then this year he had another kid, so I gave him $301.
Oh, nice.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I gave him $50. I said, here, go buy your kid.
I'm
going
to have to
nice.
Get his number from you.
So
yeah,
how
he's
many,
outstanding.
How many deductions does Floyd take on his W-4? Does he just go ones all the way down, you think?
I don't even think he can count that high.
No,
I
can't.
I think reading's a bitch for this guy.
Were you the one that showed me all of 50 cents? Videos for the bucket challenge, the ice bucket challenge.
No.
And it was basically his entire video was about how Floyd Mayweather couldn't read.
Yeah, can't read. There's,
yeah, that,
yeah, there's
you're
all
the
this
showed
shit
that
yeah.
to me. Yes.
It's like, and everyone's, yeah, every like opponent like says, like, you know, holds up a sign and says,
Brady,
like,
after
if only
the show,
Floyd
look
Mayweather
up,
could read this.
Look up 50 Cent's, all of his ice bucket challenges. They're all just roasting Floyd for not being able to read.
I love
all
that.
Of them.
But you know they're boys.
Maybe not.
No, they are. They're boys.
Maybe so.
So they're just busting each other's balls.
Maybe so. It is really
well, they both
funny.
Have money problems, apparently. That's one thing that unites them, because 50 okay. Cent you know, went into bankruptcy court, right?
Right. While his show got greenlit for another season.
Yeah, right, which is crazy, because if I go in and I file bankruptcy, like, you know, it's because I don't have $5,000 to pay off my Bank of America credit card.
Right. Right?
If 50 Cent files bankruptcy, it's like, again... You
yeah,
know, how many millions
actually,
of dollars did you
he
fucking
He found
blow?
The limit to his Amex Black Card.
Yeah.
No one knows the limit. He fucking found it. And that's the day the IRS called.
All right, guys, before we move on here, who you got, McGregor or Floyd Money Mayweather?
I got McGregor.
I want to see McGregor win.
McGregor also predicted that he'll knock him out in the fourth, in four rounds. He says he predicts he will knock him out within four rounds. Here's the problem. How are you going to knock someone out when they're literally going to be hanging out on the outside of the ring the
right,
whole
no,
time?
His
I don't even know if he'll
around.
Be in the ring.
Yeah, he'll
be
do
behind
like,
the ropes.
He'll get himself counted out like a cheating wrestler.
Or he'll say like he got headbutted or he got hit in the nuts or something. Right. Or he'll get like a DQ. I don't know, dude.
There may be an ear-biting situation.
You can't hit someone that's not there.
Right.
Will you, and here's the last question before we move on. Will you pay $100 to watch it? That is
you
the price.
You fucking bet.
Yeah, just get like 10 guys over. Everyone
sure.
chips in $10.
Sure.
I already have plans to go over to a friend's house. So yeah,
we might go to the fight.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because Jackie has some guys that I think she used to bang that
in Vegas?
We're going to go, yeah.
Oh, man. She gets you a awesome. Press pass for the Daily Upper Decker.
Dude.
Sure.
That would be unbelievable. We should try it.
I don't know why we don't do that.
I don't know either. I'm just... lazy, I guess. Yeah, all right. Trying to come up with excuses, and it's my
fault. Let's, in 2017, figure it out before 2018.
Yeah, all right. I really think that we should do this. We should get you and like 19 of your Jewish friends.
Yeah.
And just see who actually ponies up. Statistically, four people aren't going to pay. They're going to say they put money into that pot, but they didn't. That might be the most entertaining part of the fight if Mayweather's going to be dancing around.
If people bet on it?
No, if you're saying like, all right, so you come in, like let's say 20 guys are here, and it's like, all right, guys, everybody owes me $5 for the fight. How many of your Jewish friends will actually
slip out the door?
Yeah, hey, I paid. No worries. I kid. I love you, buddy. Moving on, you're in a hot mess. Brett Bielema, Arkansas head coach, football head coach,
right,
has a monster fat fucking ass, just a huge ass. And apparently that fat ass butt-dialed the SEC commissioner.
What happened?
He didn't say, like, it wasn't while he was, like, fucking the commissioner's wife or anything like that.
Was he drunk?
So he said, no, it says here, Arkansas coach Brett Bielema said shortly after the birth of his daughter on Saturday, he was walking out of a restaurant after getting some food for his wife. He looked at his cell phone and was surprised to see SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey's name. Bielema thought it was great that the commissioner had called him, saying, this is pretty cool. The commissioner is FaceTiming me. That's pretty unique. Sankey's responds, why are you calling me?
Nice.
He's like, I'm sorry. I must
new
have butt
phone,
dialed you.
Who dis?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the coach.
That guy's in charge of basically Jerry Jones' minor league team.
Right.
So how much money do you think Jerry Jones is throwing into that program?
Which one? Arkansas, right?
Arkansas, yeah.
Yeah, well, fucking Felix Jones. That's the only thing I can think of. It hasn't panned out too good.
No, man. That's one of those programs, Arkansas, that I just think you just keep throwing so much fucking money in. But when you just look at who he's got to play every single year in the SEC,
right.
Florida, Alabama. It's never going to happen.
Yeah,
there's just too many good teams for especially for Brett Bielema. The guy can recruit, but he just can't coach.
Right.
And apparently he can't control his butt dialing of his cell phone.
That's some ass. To butt dial on a smartphone, that means that one of his ass cheeks, yes please, one of his ass cheeks actually may have his thumbprint. And so he actually
get his iPhone
on. He actually was able to open up his iPhone with the thumbprint that's actually plastered on his right butt cheek.
That's actually hysterical. Or what if he just was so drunk when he got his iPhone that he was like, here, I'll fucking...
It's a good thing I didn't press send the whole way because he was going to send him a picture of his bare ass, actually.
That's amazing. So is there anything else? Like, it's a slowest sports week. I couldn't come up with any other story. Like, you know it's a slow sports week when I'm saying, hey, guys, let's talk about Brett Bielema.
Yeah, I was like, when you brought that up, I was like, I have no clue where you're going with this.
Right.
But.
Well, it was so slow. When did I do your show at Liquid Zoo?
Last week.
How did that go, by the way?
It was fun. It was the day after 4th of July.
Yeah. There were people there. Dude, like, we're slowly building it up.
The show down in San Diego, I was like, there's not going to be anybody here. All sold out.
I think a lot of people take that whole week off.
Right.
And they just party the whole week.
How do you do that?
Were you there the week before the 4th or the week after the 4th?
I was home the week before.
The week before the 4th. Yeah, that's exactly. That was like, it was kind of like a holiday weekend for everyone. So yeah, that's awesome. You had some good shows.
Yeah, and everyone, I feel like after the 4th was like, you need like 2 days to recover from being a complete fucking maniac.
Or you just wake up and it's hair of the dog, baby, and it's just kind of like, man, I feel like shit. Like I have to start going
again. And
then
you just pass out at like fucking 4 in the afternoon.
It's called living life.
Unless you're an alcoholic like me, you just power through it.
Yeah, you stay up and you keep drinking.
Sure.
But it was a fun show. But again, it was so I drove up there all the way from LAX.
Yeah.
I drove all the way up to Van Nuys, and I get there, and the gas light is already on in my car.
Oh, no.
It's already on. But I looked and I saw that there was a gas station right next door. So I'm like, no worries. I'll book it. I'll check in. I'll go across the street and I'll fill up my gas tank. So I get there, and all of a sudden I'm in the car, and I'm like, I don't remember putting my wallet in my pants.
I remember you went home for your wallet. I didn't know that you already had the fucking line on the way up.
Yeah, so I called Kate, my wife, and I'm like, hey, just be by the phone. You're going to be my AAA tonight because I don't even have my AAA number on me. It's in my wallet. So you're going to be my
call
AAA.
AAA.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that they could look it up. Hey, what's your last name?
You just wanted her to panic.
Yes. Yes, I wanted her to be in the same panic mode that I am. We're a team.
You
when
betcha.
I panic, you panic.
You betcha. You're her. She's your Black China.
Mm-hmm. If you don't pick up the phone, I'm going to share all the nudes, all of them on
Instagram.
Right.
Yep.
That's
you're
crazy.
You're going to like it. You're going to like him.
She's my black China. So I drive all the way down. I make it. I get the wallet, fill up gas, drive back up. And that whole time on ESPN radio, all they were talking about was some story about the NBA. It was so, like, awful.
Boring.
It was so boring, but it was, like, the biggest news. Oh, it was that Chauncey Billups had only been offered $1.5 million and then $2 million to be the Cavaliers GM.
Oh,
and
they talked about it. Listening to that.
They talked about it for, like, over an hour. Yeah, and they're like, we're going to get our ESPN analyst on
it. Was that Freddie Coleman? Was it that
show?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't stand him, dude.
Oh, man.
I cannot stand
Focuses
him.
Focuses on the worst story. That's not a story, but it's ESPN. They have to sell the finals the day after the fucking finals.
That's like listening to Mark Jackson commentate on a game. You're like, oh, my God, dude. It's like watching paint dry.
It's just on the nothing.
So boring. I heard him talk about how a guy dribbled the ball up the court.
This Freddie Coleman asshole?
No, it was Mark Jackson.
Let's go back. Can we get a slow-mo of him dribbling across
half
court?
That was a hell of a shot, but I got to see how he was triple-doubling right there. Double dribble, whatever.
Awful.
Well, so the good news, it's been an unbelievably slow sports week. That's the whole point.
Right.
The good news is there are plenty of fun arrests to talk about. So let's jump in, gentlemen, to the pile.
Time for the pile.
So the way this works now, Adam Furberg, you are the attorney at law.
Thank you.
Judge Brady Matthews presiding here.
I like that.
First up here in the pile, Adam Furberg, defend your client Sam Dobbs, Vanderbilt University tight end Sam Dobbs. Now, the great news for Sam Dobbs is that he plays for Vanderbilt and he's not being charged with rape.
Oh,
so,
good.
Congratulations.
All right. Step one, complete.
Already, so it's just a misdemeanor, but I actually thought this was an interesting arrest. On the 4th of July, he was at Nashville's Let Freedom Ring celebration, and he was flying a drone, and he crashed it into, like, a huge crowd of people. So there are 240,000 people,
and he's
obviously apparently terrible at flying his drone, and he flew it into this group of 240,000 people, and they actually arrested him and charged him with misdemeanor reckless endangerment.
Well, okay, first of all, it wasn't like the drone was, like, carrying explosives or anything. He just kind of lost control. He had a couple of drinks. Maybe those drinks were completely vodka with just a little bit of ice. It's the 4th of July. Let the man be himself. He's flying his drone, drunken drone flying. We all know what this is. It's the 4th of July. I say 1 hour of community service, and that community service is... you know, like drone flights for the city ordinance, just to, like, take photos over. So he learns how to do it. Case closed.
Okay.
Charge him $5,000. Community service, 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's going to Vanderbilt. His parents must have money.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's doing fine.
Yeah, he's a white kid at Vanderbilt. Yeah, he's got cash.
Yeah, he can major in drone flight.
But I think that this is just kind of like, this is just starting. Last year for Mandatory, I wrote a story about this drone episode where this guy was in his backyard, and all of a sudden a drone with a camera on it comes around his house and just, like, starts flying just outside of his bathroom window.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in that bathroom window is his teenage daughter taking a shower, and it's just sitting there. So he goes into the garage, gets a gun, and shoots it down.
Yeah.
Well, 2 minutes later, three guys come over like, hey, man, what the fuck are you doing? You shot our drone down. He's like, what are you doing? You're taking footage of my teenage daughter in the shower.
Did he point the gun at them?
No.
Guess he should have.
Yeah, right. Just at the drone, shot it down, and he was the one who got arrested. Probably for firing the firearm in, like, a residential neighborhood.
Jeez.
He eventually, the charges were eventually dismissed, but you're going to start seeing this.
Right.
It's like, it happened during the, remember the Pokemon game?
Oh, yeah.
The Pokemon. What happened to that game? It just all of a sudden went away? It was uncool to play?
Did
everybody catch every single Pokemon?
Those things are always. They're flashes in the pan. You know, they're cool for 5 minutes and they go away. It's a game on your phone. It's not cool after, like, a month.
Well, so it was so unregulated that, you know, I don't even know how it was here. You had to almost, like, download the game and then turn it on to see where Pokemons were hiding.
Right.
Because, like, they were hiding in my sister's garage.
Yeah. One guy, like, walked off a ledge. Like, he, like, died. He died playing the game.
But did he get it?
You know,
did he die a winner?
Dude, he went out with his fucking Pikachu. That's
sure.
all that mattered.
Sure. So, there were people, like, walking in my sister's backyard, and they're like, well, there's a Pokemon around here. She's like, I don't give a shit. Get the fuck off my lawn.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And that's creepy, and that's
creepy.
No, it's wrong. That like so basically the game decided that something in her backyard was a monument to be because that's what it is.
Well, it
it's
ended
like
up
little...
being in her garage. So they were in the backyard and then they were like, I think there's a Pokemon in your garage. She's like, I don't give a shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But people were that stupid. So they're going to be that way with the drones, too. Where they're just flying them and then they fly them over like someone's house or in someone's yard.
Yeah, and guess what? I take out my gun and I shoot your fucking drone
right.
down because
right.
this is
so
private property.
Yeah, that's what happened. And then the guy who shot it actually got charged at first, but he...
Well, shoot it with a BB gun then.
It's great. I have a thin feeling that it'll go down anyway.
It's great target practice.
Yeah.
Or take water balloons.
Or a football.
I'm just calling it right now. It's July 11th. It's not going to be the last time we see an athlete get in trouble with the drone this year. Still plenty of time. Yeah.
Well, listen, as long as it's the drone and not himself with, like, drunk driving or rape or something, so.
Yeah, like good. I said, hey, you're at
Hopefully,
Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the Vanderbilt football player who got arrested for something other than rape.
Right.
We love you here. Mm-hmm. Moving on here in the pile, University of Cincinnati cornerback Alex Thomas got arrested on Wednesday, July 5th in Cincinnati, Ohio. According to Cincinnati.com, Thomas was arrested along with another man in connection with an alleged armed robbery at an apartment building.
Your Honor, listen, it's Cincinnati, Ohio. Really, like, yeah, it's an armed robbery, but what are they going to get? You know what I mean? Like, sure. It's an apartment building in Cincinnati, Ohio. Not a whole lot there to get anyway. I think, you know, a couple slaps in the wrist, like literal slaps in the wrist, let them go.
1 year in jail.
Fuck.
Actually, that,
is that what he got?
There was one cub in the All-Star game, and he was the one who lost it. You got just a bad.
You caught me on an off
bad
night.
Mood judge here tonight. Let's see. He's accused of participating in an armed robbery to steal a man's marijuana.
What a bitch.
Jesus, but only the victim's keys were taken.
Just get
which the keys
card.
Are probably worth more than the fucking weed.
So how is
if
he
it's
armed?
Cincinnati weed?
How is he armed? Like what is he armed with? Because if it's a baseball bat, fuck you. Not you, but
Let's see how he did last year. Thomas started 10 games last season, had 4 interceptions, so he's probably just going to be let off with a warning. Sounds like he's pretty important to the program.
Hopefully the judge is a Bengals fan.
They chased the victim down a hallway. Holton had a firearm in his left hand and approached the victim.
Fuck, he gunpoint for weed?
For weed, for Cincinnati weed. Like, if you're in, Nevada, which has declared a state of emergency weed already.
That's so great.
Unbelievable.
A state of emergency for marijuana.
That might require a gun to get some weed at that point.
Or at least a drone. A drone to deliver more weed.
Moving on here in the pile. You're going to love this one.
Let's do it.
Dallas Cowboys linebacker Damian Wilson arrested. So Adam Furberg, attorney at law, just huge, huge Cowboys fan.
Listen,
too.
Listen, Your Honor.
2 counts of felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Wilson was arrested at 8:41 p.m. on Independence Day in Frisco, Texas. He was at Toyota Stadium following an alleged incident in a parking lot. He allegedly backed his vehicle into a woman while parking and then brandished a rifle at a man. Not a fucking handgun, but a rifle.
Okay. I got this. Your Honor, this is the state of Texas. In Texas, we have what are called stand your ground laws. When that man moved his car up on that person, that became his ground. He's standing his ground with his rifle. Also, do you like front row seats to NFL football games?
You bet I do.
So Jerry Jones is known for having this thing called the owner's section where you get to go in and you get to have a full meal and you go down. You got front row seats right there. Just letting you know that I know.
Are you bribing me?
I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. Also, stand your ground laws. Nothing. You let him off.
I'll take you up on that offer. He is a six weeks probation and he's got to go to gun control.
And that's how you win a case.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think about it, it's been really quiet for NFL arrests this year. Like, big kudos. Kudos to all the NFL players out there for the most part, staying out of trouble. That's probably been the most serious arrest for an NFL player.
Also, how good is this guy? Because I'm not even sure I heard of him until this arrest.
Then that rookie. Means, he's 24 years old.
He was a rookie.
For what? Do you remember what team?
For the Cowboys.
Yeah, what did he come from? He's not from Michigan State, right? He's not.
He's pretty good.
He's from Florida State? Eh, fuck him.
Moving on here in the pile, an Eastern Washington University football player was arrested on a domestic violence charge last week, and he's been dismissed from the team. It's nose tackle Dylan Donahue. Court documents state that Donahue showed up at his estranged girlfriend's apartment in Cheney shortly after 1 a.m. on June 24th. Again, nothing good happens after midnight, fellas. Nope. When she opened the door, he pushed his way inside and began waving a knife around.
Sounds like my kind of guy.
Donahue admitted to police that he was yelling at the victim because she had spoken to another man and said he waved the knife around but then threw it down because he didn't want to do something stupid.
Too late. You know, I would say that this man came to his senses, but I actually am trying not to represent people who have domestic violence charges anymore, as we've established.
It's always good when the judge is yawning during your argument.
Right, exactly. Listen, I want to go to bed, too. Your Honor, do what you will. Fuck this guy.
Yeah. 6 years in jail, and throw him with lock and key.
It's Eastern Washington University football. I think
he's not going to contribute anything. Maybe basket weaving.
He was their rookie, right?
No, that's Eastern Washington. Oh. So Dylan Donahue, nose tackle, like Dylan Donahue.
Breaking news. Lakers and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope agree to a one-year, $18 million deal.
What?
Correct. That's breaking news today.
That's like saying they're out of strawberry shortcake at fucking Vaughn's.
I've never heard of this guy. I know I'm a more casual NBA fan than the other sports.
He played for the Pistons, and he's probably garbage.
He's Kentucky, because they're not good.
Garbage. On another note, we forgot to bring this up. Floyd Mayweather started like shadow boxing in front of Conor McGregor, and McGregor was like, "Good, dance for me, boy."
Dance for me, boy. Shit, dude. What did Floyd do after that?
Nothing. He just kept fucking, and then they were just jawing at each other back and forth. You got to see it. It's great.
Okay.
Well, now that Caldwell Pope has been signed for $18 million by the Lakers, Freddie Coleman on 710 ESPN has 90 minutes worth of material.
I feel
like
we should go outside and practice our free throws because we could make a couple
bucks. No shit, man. That's crazy.
That's insane.
One guy who probably won't be making a ton of money this year is East Tennessee State University defensive line coach Scott Brummett.
It doesn't matter.
Who cares? It's East Tennessee State University college football. According to the Daily Times, Brummett was arrested after allegedly threatening to kill a hotel clerk during an argument over a room card key.
Room card key?
He was relieved of his duties on Friday, June 30th.
Oh, dude. Okay.
And the hotel was in Chattanooga.
Well, listen, anytime you have to spend more than 24 hours in Chattanooga, you want to just kill somebody, don't you? I mean,
You want to do meth.
Right. And if you can't get a hold of that meth, you're definitely going to kill somebody.
Right.
You know?
You just settle for coke.
Right.
Yeah.
So, listen, we all know how we get when our room card key doesn't work. We've all been there.
Especially when you get locked out naked.
Right. We can't find meth. We're naked outside, and our room card key isn't working. The first person we see, we're going to tell him we're going to fucking kill him. Your Honor, let this guy off.
And that guy, you know, behind the desk, I don't know. I feel bad for him. It's probably a third shift, probably a third shift hotel. He's just writing a script.
And you know what? If he was nice to him.
He's like, who's the famous writer that Johnny Depp played?
The Hunter S. Thompson?
Yeah, Hunter S. Thompson. He's just Hunter S. Thompson.
He's just trying to write a script. He doesn't need this shit from this
guy.
Also,
you know, if he was nice to him, he'd probably sell him the meth. You know, like at the kitchen.
For sure.
Yeah, at the Chattanooga
Hotel. How do you think he's staying up? That's a night shift, dude.
He's not angry because he's on meth.
Yeah, he's happy. Yep. He's doing his job, gritting his teeth.
Well, that's all the time we have for the pile. That's a good one to end on, I think, right there.
That's
beautiful. Gentlemen, that means it's time for our final segment of the week here, the slowest sports week of the year. Ladies and gentlemen, for Fact or Fudge.
Fact or Fudge.
Hey, does anyone know when hockey starts again?
November.
October.
No.
It is mid-October? Is that when it starts?
It's like early. Yeah, it always starts like a month early.
Than
the NBA.
So depressing, dude.
Yeah.
You just got shitty baseball to watch.
Into it last year when the Cubs were winning?
Oh, my God. I didn't miss one game.
Right.
Now I don't even care when they're on.
We did a show here like a couple weeks ago, and he and Huck were watching, and it was very enjoyable.
another
Cubs loss.
Angry.
Yep.
Dude, you know how bad the Rangers are right now? So Yu Darvish has the ninth best ERA in the league and the third most strikeouts. He has a losing record.
Wow. Yeah. What about that young guy that they had, that rookie, that white kid?
Gallo.
What happened to him?
All he does is hit home runs, and eventually hits they home find runs the or strikes out. Yeah. And that's it.
That's
he
like
came
Schwarber.
Up a couple years ago, that happened.
That's like Schwarber. He's like. It's like a rookie quarterback coming in, and they can't figure out how to contain this guy. And finally, right. the second year he's playing, he's Colin Kaepernick.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
and you're
exactly.
like, oh, fuck. That. Oh, okay.
Oh, no. They turned into a pocket guy
independence.
And
right.
Yeah. You can't know. Stop throwing it to the other team.
Well, gentlemen, I'd love to talk about Joey Gallo for the next 15 minutes, but instead we're going to talk about Wimbledon, actually, a tennis major in effect right now.
I'll leave the room.
It's in the quarterfinals for the men.
Don't you want a watch commercial?
And it's semifinals for the ladies. I went through. I think one of the biggest problems with tennis, I'm going to start watching it more thanks to the fine film from Andy Samberg and Murray Miller titled Tour de Pharmacy on HBO.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't seen it yet, it's a must watch. I'm just going to say hashtag Huey Black.
Yeah.
Hashtag Huey Black. You're
Man,
going to love it.
Shut the fuck up.
Just unbelievable. It's Tour de Pharmacy on HBO. Make sure you check it out. What I notice about it, golf kind of has that, but I feel like golf has about like 15 to 20 guys that you can recognize.
Mm-hmm. I would go to five to 10.
5 to 10.
Yeah.
In tennis, it's 4 to 5 tops.
Well, the reason why, especially here, and why it used to be super popular here, that there were Americans
right.
who would win a lot.
Right. Right.
And those guys used to have larger-than-life personalities. Like Jimmy Connors, you wouldn't want to see him in the street in New York because he's mm-hmm. liable to blow a fucking gasket.
Right. And now who's the best American tennis player? Jeff Blake? He's getting tackled by the NYPD.
I'd say it's John Isner.
Roddick?
Roddick's been retired for 5 years. That's how
I think he's almost
and he's still the best player.
Yeah, no, it's been a long time.
Isn't Federer the best player? I mean, does it show that it's just that hard to be fucking that good at tennis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because look, Nadal hadn't lost a match in months, and he has already lost. Like, it's a hard fucking game. But also, yeah, Americans just don't do it anymore. Dude, all Americans do is play football and basketball.
Right. Well, but so, I mean, when you look at it, it's like, who's still alive? Djokovic, Federer.
Andy Murray, who, like, very few people recognize unless you're European.
Right. Who's won it before.
Who's won it before, yeah.
I don't know any of these guys.
So, yeah. So, then you have Nadal, and then maybe...
That's it.
That's it. So, you have, like, those are your four guys. And so, it's a problem when, you know, like, when Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy don't, man, Phil Mickelson didn't even play, you know, whatever. When right. they don't make it, you at least have, like, these other guys, like, these young studs who are coming up, and it's still, golf is still a must-watch. Right now, with tennis, it's like, if Djokovic doesn't play... Federer, or like if Andy right. Murray doesn't play in England against Federer,
right?
Like you got a problem.
Yeah, if you get a final that no one really wants, it becomes kind of unwatchable.
It's kind of like going to this show where I'm going to watch comedy in El Segundo. It's just you don't know who's playing.
Right.
So it's like you see 10 comics on there and you see Ari Manis. You're like, I know that guy. And then the other 9, I'm like, I've never heard of these fucking people.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm supposed to make a donation.
And no one's heard of Ari Manis up there either.
So it led to this factor fudge question. It's 131st Wimbledon, where Rafael Nadal lost in a thriller Monday afternoon, 15-13 in the
final.
Yeah, it's a great match.
Guy who will never play that well ever again.
Correct. The majority of the rest of the field, yeah, I'd never fucking heard of him.
Right.
So, is this the name of a dude who played at this year's Wimbledon tournament, which would be a fact, or not? Fudge.
All right.
You are the reigning champion, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes, he is.
You never wear that shirt that we got you from Flag and Anthem, our only sponsor.
I did wear it. I wore it the following week.
Or do you only wear it when you're out with your girl? Because that's a sexy shirt.
It is. She, you know, she really likes it.
That's
it
a shirt that says
you,
you have
to
blow
thank
me.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to blow me with that shirt.
I dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah. All right, so you are up first.
All right.
Is this the name of a dude who played at this year's Wimbledon tournament or not?
Okay.
Alexander Bublik.
Fact.
That is a fact. Alexander Bublik.
I'm playing against someone that knows all these guys.
That's right, because you played tennis.
I've been watching.
You're from Plano, Texas, yeah. And you grew up playing tennis.
Yeah, it's actually in El Paso is a really popular sport.
Alexander Bublik. Is the guy who lost to Andy Murray in the first round, 6-1, 6-4, 6-2.
I know Michael Bublé.
Yeah, right. One thing that helps is if you sound like kind of a douchebag pronouncing the name correctly, he's probably a player.
Well, we'll see if that... I made
sure. A little cheat code.
I made sure everybody who's in here. Yeah. The good news for Bublik is that he's only 20 years old. He's from Gachina, Russia.
White guy.
Gachina. That sounds like a venereal disease over in Russia, doesn't
it's
it?
Like, it's how it trumpets.
Yeah, it sounds like a spider you don't want to get fucking bitten by in Africa.
He bit me in my China.
All right, so Adam Ferberg, reigning champion, you have won. Brady Matthews coming up. Is this the name of a dude who played at this year's Wimbledon tournament or not? Harry Reams.
No.
Harry Reams, you're saying no?
Yes.
That is correct. Do you know who Harry Reams was?
He was stand-in for Woody Harrelson and White Man Can't Jump.
That's actually a great guess.
I love the specifics.
His real name is Herbert Stryker. He's an American pornographic actor whose most famous role was Dr. Young in the 1972 pornographic cult classic Deep Throat.
Yes, that's what it was.
Harry Reams.
I know.
Very fanny cock.
Harry Reams. I would say like 20 years later without the mustache, he looks like Steve Martin.
Really?
Yeah.
And he also probably plays a mean banjo.
He
but
does.
But with his penis.
Yeah. Yeah, some of his pubic hair is tight.
Right,
yeah, it's good.
That's how he's able to hold down on the strings.
Well, good job, man. It's not the stand-in, but
pretty close.
Huge.
It was still in the entertainment business, if you will.
Right. Yeah, it is.
He may have used a stunt cock. You don't know.
I used a stunt cock in a Showtime show I did once, but whatever.
I've got Showtime on demand. I want to see this.
Yeah, it's called Femme Fatale. I fucked a girl on a desk. It's great.
Nice.
Come on.
Swear to God.
Good for you.
Google it.
How at that point did you not retire?
At that point,
I would have gotten a key to Maquanago, Wisconsin. It would have been Tommy Gimler Day if I would have gotten that part.
They just get a room in the governor's mansion for the rest of your life.
Well, let's just say no one from Chicago really found out about it, nor have they seen it. But it is on Showtime.
Well, thankfully, only two people listen to the show, and they might not be listening this week. So your secret's fine
with
me.
Two out of the three chicks, which is good.
Nice.
Good, man. Yeah. See, that's a Hollywood
That's
dream,
a win.
Right?
Yeah. That's
well,
a win.
I felt
right
like
there.
I had to, you know, go above and beyond my character.
You were working the role.
I was
very method.
I was 100% method.
Yeah.
I was 100% method for like 2 minutes. And then.
So now when we're on set tomorrow, I'm just supposed to put it in your butt, right?
100%.
Do you want to go over our lines at all?
we did say that.
All right, moving on here in Fact or Fudge. We've got a 1-1 game between Adam Ferberg and Brady Matthews, two of the funniest comics you'll ever see here in Southern California.
Right. Thanks, buddy.
Love you guys. True. Love you guys. All right. Cameron Norrie.
That's a fact.
That he's a tennis player?
Yes.
That is. He's actually a British tennis player who...
Did you really know that?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fell to Tsonga, number 12 seed. 6-3, 6-2, 6-2 in the first round. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Brady Matthews, you are down 2-1. Is this the name of a dude who played at this year's Wimbledon tournament or not? Daniel Medvedev.
No.
That is correct.
I think I might know who that is. Is he the president of Russia before Putin got it back?
Daniel Medvedev?
If you get that, this game's over.
The guy's name was Medvedev. I know that.
No, actually, I have to go back and look because this might all of a sudden be a player here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it might be a player now?
It is. Yeah, it is. Daniel Medvedev is a player. He's the one who beat Stan Wawrinka, who was the number 5 seed in the first round. Huge upset. He won 6-4, 3-6, 6-4, 6-1. Daniel Medvedev. So I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
That is a
two
that
for
is a
Ferberg.
Kick in the dick.
One. One for the kid in the NASA shirt.
Did you know he was a tennis player?
What's up?
Daniel Medvedev?
No, I was thinking of the old president of Russia.
Fuck. Maybe it's the old president of Russia. You just took out your facts.
Maybe it's both. Maybe it's both, yeah. Nikolai Tsumgaliev.
Let's say that is a player.
That is incorrect.
Ah.
If you got that right, then you have to spell his last name.
Nikolai Tsumgaliev, a.k.a. Metal Fang, he killed and ate 8 women in Russia.
All right. Sounds like a great guy.
The good news over there, though, is that Russian judges judged him insane.
Oh, good.
Oh, you think?
So things are working over there. That's good.
Give it away after there's 5th killing or 6th killing.
Killed and ate 8 women. And
Ferberg ate them too?
Yeah, killed and ate 8
women. Well, that's how he trained to play tennis.
What an asshole.
Kept them lean.
God, kill him and eat him? You fucking
Russian
prick.
Tennis champ in high school, though.
Right, yeah,
junior year
high school, yeah.
But did you kill him? Yeah, I killed him. And I ate him. And you ate them?
And I played tennis right after that.
Did you go get some real food?
With their forearms. I took their forearms and made a racket out of it.
Yeah.
All right, 2 for Ferberg, 1 for Brady Matthews. Is this the name of a dude who played at this year's Wimbledon tournament or not? Floyd Sporleder.
No.
Floyd for Sporleder. All right. Well, who is Floyd Sporleder if he's not a tennis player?
He's backup catcher for the Tampa Bay Rays.
That is incorrect. He's my uncle.
No shit.
Floyd Sporleder is my uncle, yeah.
That's a he also made in the third round of Wimbledon.
That's a great name. I'm just a sucker for a name, Floyd.
Floyd Sporleder, actually, in high school, his nickname was The Animal.
Really?
Yeah, not because of his sexual like.
I was
going to
say,
know,
from
prowess.
The waist down, or?
No, he was. He played this guy was
and
so badass.
A Muppet?
He actually does look like a Muppet. He does. It's hysterical. But he was so badass, like, no one could kick the shit out of him. One time in the hallway, three guys jumped him, and some guy took a metal pipe and hit him in the head with it. My Uncle Floyd just turned around, grabbed the pipe out of his hand, and then beat the shit out of him in the hallway with his fist.
I was hoping he bent it. Like, yeah. I was hoping he'd be like a superhero.
Like that Happy Gilmore dude?
Yeah, yeah.
Frankenstein's bad foot? Yeah. So
and
Floyd Sporleder, the animal.
In the parking lot. So with the nail in the head.
Floyd Sporleder.
Floyd Sporleder, yeah.
That's
Floyd
a great
Sporleder,
last name.
Yeah. All right, so hey, 2-2. Anybody's
yep.
game right
it's
here.
Barn burner.
Adam Furberg, let's do this. Yang Xinhai. Yang Xinhai. Yang Xinhai. Tennis player at Wimbledon or not?
It's not a player.
That is correct. Also known as Yang Ziha and Yang Lu, he is a Chinese serial killer who confessed to committing 67 murders and 23 rapes between 1999 and 2003. How busy was this guy? How did he find time to sleep?
God. He would certainly have no time to train to play tennis.
He was the only person to work at a Blockbuster in China.
Right. I mean, if you do that for that long, you have to kill somebody.
Dubbed the monster killer, he's the most prolific serial killer China
is there
has
a
ever
picture
seen.
Of him?
Use the word
he's
prolific
dead now, too.
To describe him. Like, listen, he worked harder than anyone else.
And
he really
could have been a real silly killer if he only had two names, not three names. Don't they come in threes?
Well, it's Chinese. Good point. Different.
Well, when you're murdering and raping that many people, you're going to come up with a couple
it's
of aliases, I think.
It's going to be a hyphen somewhere in that name.
Right, yeah.
67 murders and 23 rapes. So that's 90 felonies in 5 years. 99, 2000, 1, 2, and 3. Five. That's unbelievable.
Oh,
those are
God.
Some of my best years living on Earth.
Well, apparently for him, too. The getting was good. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Brady Matthews.
Yes.
It comes down to this. If you get it right, we go to a tiebreaker. If not, Adam Furberg is the
reigning
champion again.
Champion.
Yeah, again, two times in a row. Here we go. Fact or fudge. Is this the name of a dude who played at this year's Wimbledon tournament or not? Larry Craig.
No.
Larry Craig, that is correct. He is not. Do you know who Larry Craig is?
He was a stand-in for Will Ferrell and Superfly.
He's a workout guy.
Close.
Right?
He's a conservative, homophobic former U.S. senator who got caught with his foot out. In 2007,
yes,
in June 2007, Craig was caught attempting to solicit sex by tapping his foot in a men's restroom in the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport. After being charged with the suspicion of lewd conduct, Craig pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of disorderly conduct. He vehemently denied allegations that he is gay and claimed that he has a wide stance and was trying to pick up a piece of paper in the bathroom.
Yeah, while he's trying to tap another dude's foot.
Well, congratulations. It's tied, gentlemen. This is just an epic game
See?
Of factor
I'm
fudge
up against
here.
Goliath, and David's
slowest,
just coming in hot.
It's awesome. It's the slowest sports week of the year, but we have
and
the most
talking,
epic game of factor
about
fudge
tennis.
Here. So, gentlemen, here's the tiebreaker. You know how it works. I'm going to give you a name if you just yell it out, either yes or no. Or fact or fudge? Is that whoever gets it right first?
Okay.
Is this the name of a dude who played at this year's Wimbledon tournament or not? Mike Sorrentino.
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Wow.
Brady Matthews,
Ooh.
You are
Damn
the
it.
New fact
See?
Or fudge champion here at the Daily
gut,
Upper Decker.
I want to thank my family. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank my dad.
Mike Sorrentino.
And also, I'm sorry.
It's another callback. It's... I'm also sorry. It's a callback because he, too, has a lot of trouble with the IRS. You might know him better as The Situation.
Whoa.
Mike Sorrentino.
Wait, what happened to him?
He's in trouble with the IRS because he, too, doesn't know how to pay his taxes. He and his brother are in a lot of fucking trouble with the IRS.
That sucks.
The
He's
Situation.
Go back to fucking making pizza pies.
When he gets out of prison, though, his abs are going to be fucking
top notch.
Well,
you know one
notch.
Thing. They're going to bring back Jersey Shore. Because he's going to fucking eat
yeah,
it.
In their 40s.
Jersey yeah. Shore in prison.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.